You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast, Season 2, Episode 20, with Jonas and TNT Dynamite. Hey, TNT, you've heard of Prohibition, right?
Yeah, that's when you can't drink, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, not currently. But, I mean, I guess you're prohibiting yourself from drinking.
Yeah, you can have Prohibition against sex. I'm having one of those right now. It's not voluntary, necessarily, but, you know.
Is that, like, government-imposed ban? Yeah,
it must be, because with my luck.
I feel you. Well, for people who don't know what that is, it was from 1920-1933, where alcohol was illegal in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
So, that fucking failed, right?
Yeah.
That's almost 100 years ago. Holy shit. We should celebrate the 100th anniversary of
Prohibition.
By re-prohibiting it for 13 more years.
Is it the instatement or the outlawing of it?
1920 is where it became illegal, and then it came back in 1933.
Oh, wow. That was 13 years.
I guess so. It didn't seem like that long, but when I Googled it, that's what it said.
You weren't there.
I mean, I wasn't there. So, my grandfather may have been there. I think my grandpa was there. No, maybe not. No, my great-grandpa.
Yeah.
My great-grandma was hanging out during Prohibition. Right. They probably ran a speakeasy. You know what that is?
That's like where adults do adult things. Like at a, not like
it was a brothel, it was a hidden alcohol bar back in the day. Basically like what a brothel would be now, but for, because like it's hidden, you know what I mean? My buddy lives in L.A., and he told me about this place that he sent me some videos on Snapchat one day. It's a bar, but to get to the bar, you have to go through this guy's apartment. It's set up like that. So it's like you go knock on this apartment door, they open it, they lead you in through a closet, you go downstairs, and then it's like a full blown, like, it's like a 20s themed bar.
That sounds illegal.
Everybody's dressed up in like old clothes and shit, and they all have on, he sent me some videos, it was fucking cool.
Yeah, and only about half of them were doing meth, right?
Yeah. Only half came out. Only half survived the night. It's like From Dusk Till Dawn. Spoiler alert.
They're all doing Thanos.
But the reason I brought this up, I saw something really fucking interesting about when Prohibition was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So winemakers, back during Prohibition, instead of going out of business, what they would do is they would sell bricks of grape juice concentrate.
Okay.
And then along with it would come a package of dried yeast.
Yeah.
And a warning label that said, do not mix the contents of the brick, yeast, and water and sugar in a pot and seal it for 7 days or an illegal alcoholic beverage will result.
You know what's crazy is that I've actually seen like YouTube videos where people make their own alcohol in the same way.
Oh, they take grape juice and then put it like...
Yeah, and then they'll add yeast and sugar and they'll fucking sit there like 4 days, 5 days, you'll have fucking... It won't be the best.
But yeah, but it'll get you fucked up. When I was in junior high, you remember those little juice cups you would get? They were plastic and had like a foil top. They had like orange juice and grape juice like in the lunchrooms.
Like the Hugs?
Kind of, but they were more flat and round. They weren't, like, tall. Remember, they were short and squat, like half a pop can?
Oh, yeah.
They
came in, like, a sherbet cup.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I had this kid I knew. He brought some of them home from school, the grape juice, and he put it downstairs in the basement, like, where the furnace was, because it would get warm in there, and he left them down there for a while, hoping it would get him drunk. And I don't think it did. He only had a little bit. He hoped it would ferment, and it would turn him drunk.
I was really expecting like a groundbreaking story.
Oh, no. Happened. You don't get anything groundbreaking on the Crazy Town
Podcast. He actually died from ingesting spoiled fluids.
So could you imagine if knives came with a warning? Do not stab a person with said knife in the neck or an illegal murder may happen, may result.
I mean, cigarettes, they kind of do that.
Oh, yeah. You smoke these, you'll fucking die.
They tell you right on you're going to die on the package.
And everyone's like, these fucking death sticks are great.
Do not light these.
Do not light these with flame and inhale through them, or you will die. Wow.
Yeah.
That was like, Dennis Leary had a fucking comedy in 1990. He was like, what did it say? He said, the pack could come with a skull and crossbones on it and called Black Death, and there'd be smokers lined up around the fucking block to get the brand new cigarettes.
That's so true, man.
It really fucking is. So, all right. Now that you know how fucking shady winemakers were during Prohibition, enjoy the show, everybody.
One, take three!
Mm-hmm. Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas. I am your host, and I am here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT Dynamite. What's going on, Jonas?
Oh, you know, just hanging out, talking about penis pumps with people.
We were talking about penis and hanging weights from your penis to make them larger.
It came from.
Did it? What did it come from?
It came from the opening where we were talking about prohibition. He fucking told me I was a cheap ass and I would make my own wine. And I said,
what is the correlation between those things? Yeah.
Then he said there's tutorials about everything. And I said, is there tutorials about making your penis bigger? And he said,
he's lying.
You hang weights from it.
No, you're lying. You showed me your penis. You were like, how can I make this bigger? And I showed you what I do.
Oh, okay.
That's what happened.
Nope. Well, anyways, thank you for listening. If you haven't turned the show off already, we want to thank you for coming and checking us out again. Please make sure you check out our Twitter, at the Crazy Town Pod and at Crazy Town Media. That's the Crazy Town Media is everything to do with our Crazy Town craziness. If you do not follow both of those accounts by the time I'm done talking, Grandma will not take you to the penis pump factory this weekend.
But Grandma, I got to be like Oliver North. Christopher North?
Oliver North.
What's
like
his name?
The war veteran?
No.
I gotta be
Peter North.
Peter. Oh, the porn star. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We aren't always on.
Should have just went with Evan Stone.
Who the fuck is that?
I mean, I don't know porn star
okay,
names.
Okay, I got you. All right. Anyways, our YouTube channel. If you like our podcast, we do gaming videos. It is Crazy Town Media on YouTube, and of course, the cornucopia of continuous information about the show and everything to do with the Crazy Town, thecrazytown.com. TNT.
Yo.
We got a fucking jam-packed show today.
Oh, yeah? What's going on?
We're going to talk about, remember the guys from Bum Fights? From, like, way back in early 2000s?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were kind of in the news again. Something kind of.
Oh, they were. Oh, I thought we were having them on the show.
Oh, no, no,
what
no.
The fuck?
No.
Oh, eviscerate these guys.
Yeah, no. They were in the news again.
All right.
And, you know, some other thing. I don't want to spoil anything else, but we'll get into Bum Fights right after you drop some knowledge on these hoes.
All right. I'm changing the shit up a little bit, too. This is a surprise to you. Yeah,
uh-oh.
Look at the look on your face.
Uh-oh.
Look on your face.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to give you some real street knowledge here.
Oh, shit.
The word for today, motherfucker, is Fifi.
Fifi?
Yeah.
How you spell that?
F-I-F-I.
Okay.
This is a real thing.
Okay.
A Fifi is prevalent with death row inmates. It is a hands-free masturbation device made up of a dirty old sock, Vaseline, or toothpaste if Vaseline is not available, and a toilet paper tube. Then you wedge it firmly between your mattress.
And you fuck it. Why does it have to be a dirty old sock? Does a clean sock not work? That was the first thing I thought of.
Why do
I
have to wipe?
So it smells a little bit? Like, you gotta, like, remind you of home?
Just pour half a can of tuna fish on
it. Remind me of old girl. Oh, I wish she was here right now.
But, so this is a thing that's used in prison.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a nice alternative to a man's butt, if that's not something that you're into.
I would think anything is a nice alternative to a man's
butt.
There's
some people that like man butt, dude, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I mean,
if you like man butt out there,
you can like all the men butt you want,
do
TNT.
It. Yeah, you don't have to use a Fifi.
If you're in jail and you like man butt, then Fifis are irrelevant to you.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know what? Even when you're married, you masturbate sometimes. Silence.
That's what you're getting from
even
me.
If you're getting man butt in prison, you may still need
I'm
a Fifi occasionally.
I'm not comfortable having this conversation with you.
All right.
I don't want any mental images. All I right. really don't.
So, you do remember the bum fight videos.
Sure. We're getting
they were
right
fucking
to
disgusting. I hate. I had a lot of people that I knew that were like, dude, you gotta check out these. And I watched like 8 seconds of one and I'm like, I'm not watching this. This is fucking disgusting. Like watching. They're like, here, bum, here's $8. Why don't you fight this other bum?
All right.
And they would like destroy each other in the street for fucking $8 or like do dumb shit and hurt themselves.
Yeah. All right. I'm glad you feel this way.
I really do.
I was wondering what stance you were going to take.
Oh, no. I thought it was absolutely disgusting.
Okay.
Did you watch them?
No, I've never seen them.
I mean, did you even like watch a clip to see what the hell it was?
Not a single one. Okay. I've just heard about it through mainly South Park, but I knew it was a real thing.
Yeah. Somebody brought the VHS tape over back in the day. Because that's when it was. It was like the early late 90s, early 2000s. So it was like on the cusp. And I was like, and I put it in for like 2 seconds. And I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous. Like, this is. So anyways, these guys are obviously pretty trash human beings, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of a two-part story I have here. So these guys, this was in 2014. It's a little old. But so they went to Thailand. The two guys who created Bum Fights. Right. There's a third guy, but I'll talk about him in a minute. Right. He kind of came in later.
So they go to Florida.
Yeah, they go to Florida. And they decided they would send a package home from Thailand to the United States. You know, a little souvenir from their ladyboy experiences they had over there.
Wow.
I mean,
ladyboy.
I feel these guys, we can talk about them any way we want.
I'm not saying ladyboys. Go ahead, but yeah.
That's a real thing, though. It's not like that's not a derogatory term. They call them ladyboys.
What do these ladyboys do?
It's the transvestite prostitutes in Thailand. They call them ladyboys. They're like obviously men. Not even like transsexuals who like dress up to look like female. They still look like a guy. They don't even try to look like a woman. They just put on women's clothes and makeup, and they call themselves ladyboys.
All right, let's keep going.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, okay. Ladyboys.
You've never heard anyone say anything about ladyboys before?
I mean, I guess, but...
Yeah.
If they like ladyboys, it's fine.
Yeah, man, that's fine. Consenting adults. Transsexuals, man. They can fucking dress up like a goddamn chicken if they want.
Right, maybe they didn't have a fifi.
Maybe. Right. So, you know, who doesn't want to send home a little souvenir from your vacation?
What did they send?
Oh. Well, they ended up arrested in Thailand.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that should be fun, right? I'm sure Thailand prison is good.
I don't know. I'd assume not, honestly.
Oh, well, yeah. I was being facetious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I mean, they probably, maybe they, I doubt they need a fifi there. They're probably the fifi of everybody else. Mm-hmm.
That's sweet.
I love how this ties in. You didn't even know what I was going to talk about.
That's sweet white American meat. I know they have a piece of that.
Oh, that's so gross. Fucking. Because, I mean, Thailand's a third world country, right?
I think so. I'm pretty sure that's where, like, if you have a couple hundred dollars, you can live like a king for, like, a couple months or something.
Yeah, I think a guy I knew, like, told me he went there and, like, you can get, like, he was telling me about, like, you can get, like, steak dinner and a foot massage at the same time, like, for, like, $15.
You can get that in the South too, man. Yeah, right.
Dude, wouldn't that be awesome? Eat a badass steak and get like a foot massage at the same time.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
I don't know what that'd be like. So, all right. So, what were they shipping? Why don't you take a guess? What if they were shipping would get them arrested?
I'm thinking they were probably sending drugs because there's a lot of drugs in Thailand.
Yeah.
But it wasn't drugs.
That's close. No, not at all. Take a wild guess. Like, take a guess that isn't, like, you would, like, obviously drugs would be the first thing somebody would think of.
They sent home ladyboys.
There's a ladyboy in a box.
Ladyboy in a box! That's a great service.
You just ship, it's like when you buy a mail order bride, but you just ship a ladyboy over in a crate. He comes out, he's like, hey, what's up, guys? I'm here.
Wow.
I wonder, like, okay, do you think you could ship yourself in, like, a box somewhere?
I think you'd probably either, A, die, or it's so... I mean, this has happened before.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
This should have happened before. I think somebody actually made it to the house.
You would have to go freight, though. You couldn't... Because, I mean, like, you can't... Even, like, you were, if, like, we were, like, 150-pound guys, you, like, you could take a, fuck, 150-pound box into the UPS store, like, hey, I,
Probably not.
I need to ship this out.
They'd throw that shit in the back.
And you're like, ugh! And they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you'd have to go, like, super first class or some shit, but it's probably cheaper than plane ticket.
Well, freight is normally, like, they just load it with, like, cranes and shit onto, like, a semi or whatever. You know what I mean? Semi or a boat or whatever.
You gotta do next day delivery. You gotta pack a lunch.
Gotta take a book and a little LED light.
You use the bathroom before you go.
You just poop yourself. Wear a diaper. I mean, if you're going to that much of an extreme to get overseas or something, I think you're all right with shit in your pants.
Yeah. I wonder how much that would cost. That's a good idea.
Let's try it. Why don't we ship you to
Amsterdam?
No,
it's always me. It's going to be you one of these times.
Well, I got to talk about it. Anyways, they sent a preserved human remains. No. An infant's head, a baby's foot, and an adult heart.
Why?
They were stolen from a medical museum of one of Bangkok's largest hospitals.
Why?
Well, here's what they said they were shipping. Oh, yeah, what they told the Bangkok authorities was that they found them at a Thailand night market and they purchased them.
Why?
They made a million. They made millions of dollars off fucking getting bums to fight each other for $10.
So they decided to steal entrails?
Yeah, they're preserved. It's like a shrunken head or something. I don't know if they're in a jar, well, didn't like a screen. Like,
why do they preserve entrails?
Dude, it's Thailand. Like, Thailand has fucked up shit going on, man. They have a different culture. A lot of different culture.
I guess, man. This just seems like, why was it there to be stolen and why is it, what value does that have?
Right. They just want it on their mantle. Oh, hey, there's an infant's head on my mantle, preserved. That's cool, right? That really gets the ladies, I hear. The girl comes over and you got a preserved human heart on the shelf.
The panties disintegrate.
Yeah. Talk about, yeah. They wash off into the next room. They just, next thing you know, you're like, she's like, oh my God, where'd my pants go? You're like, I saw that human heart and I just. So what they declared that they were shipping home, This is probably what got them in trouble. They declared they shipped a Puzzle Unlimited Collector's Edition, a streamer cap, and an antique train collector E.
Well, I don't know what any of that stuff is. I don't know what it is. Like, you said a bunch of words, and they were words in the English language, but together they meant nothing.
Right. So the Thailand authorities probably were like, what the fuck are these? This has to be
a streamer cap? A streamer cap. What the fuck is a streamer cap, Jonas?
I have no idea.
It doesn't even make sense.
It's like what you wear when you stream on Twitch.
They
bought a new hat to wear on Twitch and shipped it home.
I was going to say something derogatory towards Switch, but it's probably not in my best interest.
We can't hurt our own.
I don't want Jeff Bezos coming to my house.
Is he coming?
He might. Talk shit about his brand.
Wow. Oh, he's part of the Twitcher.
He owns it.
He's Twitchy.
He owns it.
Mr. Twitchy. Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Man.
It should be us.
He has an empire of like 30 fucking companies. It all started in a room, man. We're in a room now. Next thing you know, we're going to own a casino. Crazy Town Casino.
Yeah, I'm just looking for that. By the way, Illuminati, hit us up.
Yeah, right.
We're ready.
Wow.
We're ready. No,
we haven't done our Illuminati episode yet. Spoiler alert. Yeah, we can do
Illuminati,
that.
Illuminati, Rothschilds.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll fit them in. We'll get there. Right. I got to do some research, man. I gotta come correct. Right. You know, I can't come here and be like, hey, what's an Audi?
Man, we could just talk about how we feel about the Illuminati, though.
Oh, boy.
How do you feel?
I don't know enough about it to give an opinion.
How do you feel about shrunken childheads?
That's kind of fucked up. How
long did they get for doing that?
It doesn't say. That's all I have about them.
What, nothing else?
That's it.
They didn't do any time?
Oh, I don't know. You want to Google that?
They got sentenced to life.
200 years with ladyboys.
Life in Florida.
Wow. They don't, not even in prison, just life in Florida.
Basically.
So, worst. On a side note, you know how much fucking money they made off bum fights?
I don't know. How much?
$6 million.
Yeah, that sounds about
right.
It
said they sold 300,000 copies at $20 a piece.
It does.
And they basically paid those bums maybe $1,000 total for like all of them.
And that was all like door to door, word of mouth, because
that was back like Girls Gone Wild shit, like infomercials at night and shit. Because the internet
could they sell it on that?
I think late night they probably could. Like, cause, I mean, they had Girls Gone Wild tapes on at 2 a.m. Why couldn't they have?
Because the Girls Gone Wild tapes are like legal and non-exploitative.
How is that not exploitative?
Because you're dealing with women who are making conscious decisions versus.
Well, the bums are making conscious decisions.
Yeah, but they're. Street fighting is illegal, and betting on street fighting is illegal.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess showing your boobs are illegal too, but
dude, at least I just
sign a waiver.
I knew who would do the Girls Gone Wild tapes, and then he would just cancel his debit card, so they couldn't charge him for the next one. I don't know why he didn't just cancel.
Was it you? Was this guy
no,
you knew
me.
You?
I've never even actually seen a Girls Gone Wild tape. I don't think
really.
Maybe. I'm sure someone had one at some point back in the day.
Like, I'm not going to lie. I had a few.
You ordered them?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Man, I canceled my yeah. I'm not the guy you knew, but I did.
I wasn't talking about you, and that's funny that you're like, that story rings so true to my heart.
Get the fuck out of here. You know damn well with Columbia House, you fucking took the stamps off and put them on the fucking page for your CDs, sent it in. You get like 10 free CDs, and then you fucking cancel that shit.
Yeah, well, we had to buy two over the next year at full price for like $10.
I never bought two. I did it like 3 times.
Really? I used to do Columbia House like a motherfucker. And BMG was the one for music.
Yeah.
I used to. Dude, that shit was. How they made any money, I don't. Well, their regular price DVDs were like $25. So. But, well,
and they ain't making any money now because they're both out of business.
Yeah, right. CDs and DVDs.
I guess that business model didn't work out too well.
Yep. So anyways, another side note real quick about this. So I guess there was a producer with these guys that he wasn't the guy who created it. And from what I read about, it was kind of like a shady deal. Like he kind of conned these guys into giving him part of the company or something. But this guy was on Dr. Phil one day.
The Mum Fights guy.
Yeah, the producer, not the two guys who created it, the third producer guy.
Okay.
And I watched the clip. It was a while ago when I watched it, but so this guy, he comes on Dr. Phil, and Dr. Phil, they show a video of like bum fights and stuff a little bit, and Dr. Phil is talking about it. And in the middle of the fucking video, it cuts off, and Dr. Phil kicks the guy off the fucking stage. The guy came out dressed up like Dr. Phil in a Dr. Phil costume. And then Dr. Phil saw him and started immediately about how despicable he was for what they did with the bum fights videos or whatever, and kicked him off. But the guy's in like a cheap fake bald cap and fucking like the suit, has a fake mustache on. And Dr. Phil was just like, get out of here. Get off my stage.
Now you get him out of here. Yeah. That strong country. Why? Why was he mad? I don't get it.
Because I think it was part the despicableness of the bum fights videos, and part the guy came out dressed up like Dr. Phil being an asshole.
He felt disrespected.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't know. I thought it would have been funny. It would have made for good TV.
You should watch that video in a minute. It's pretty fucking funny. He's just like, oh, bum fights. This is a spit. Get him out of here. Just like. Oh, Dr. Phil.
And the cloud uproared with applause.
They did. God, oh, yeah. Imagine. Yeah, it was like when Jerry Springer had the fights on. It was like, woo!
He still does, man.
Do they? I thought they don't allow that anymore.
He still does, man.
They used to let him, like, go at it, though. Now they come at him and the security rushes in and pulls him away real quick. Yeah, but we got the highlight of that shit. Like, we were like, that was like, it was right after school. You come home, it was like Jerry Springer and Montel Williams back to back, and fucking Jerry Springer was just like crazy ass hillbillies fucking fighting each other on stage. And that was like
hood ass black folks, just fucking whatever, dude. They would have like strippers in the middle of the day, like get up there and like stripping bubble baths and shit.
Yeah, right.
They just have blurred out. Yeah. Like this is on daytime TV.
Yep. God, we had and he was the fucking mayor of Cincinnati at one point, got caught writing a personal check to a hooker. No wonder that's this show.
Hey.
Not the smartest guy, I guess.
I mean, he's a millionaire. He's got more money than you and I.
How are you going to be the governor and write a personal check to a hooker? I mean, that's just asking for them to, like, show the check to everybody.
I imagine that he's made more peddling that smut that he does on daytime television than he ever would have made as mayor.
That's true. And way less pressure.
Yeah, he doesn't have to do anything.
He just sits there and goes, oh, what do you think?
He reads a statement off a card and then watch two people fight for 20 minutes.
Yeah. Chastity, what do you think about this? And then that's it. And they fight. They don't even say anything. So, all right. On that note, we're going to take a quick break on the Crazy Town Podcast, and we will be right back.
Ding, ding, ding.
Where am I?
And we are back on the Crazy Town Podcast. Jonas is here, and TNT Dynamite's with me.
Hi.
So, TNT, let me ask you a serious question.
A serious one.
Have you ever been stalked?
Stalked?
By a female. Like, have you ever had a female obsessed with you to the point where, like, you had to, like... I mean, I don't think you've ever had, like, had to put a restraining order on somebody. Have you ever had a chick, like, overstep her bounds? Like, she was just a stalker, you know what I mean?
A stalker.
Like, not to the point where you had to intervene the law, because, I mean, that's, like, legit stalking at that point. Well, but, I mean, have you ever had someone who was either obsessive or... I mean, I guess I don't know. Have you ever had to fucking file a restraining order?
No, nothing that bad. But I've had women who were infatuated, I guess, to the point of, like, chick, you gotta leave me alone.
And then did they do it, or how many times?
Yeah.
Oh, but so you've never had a chick where you told them, you gotta leave me alone, and they just wouldn't?
No, nothing like that. Oh, have you?
No, I have not.
No.
Have you ever been that guy?
So what's the story? Because I'm not answering that question. No, I've never stalked anybody. No, Jesus, not in this climate especially.
Ooh,
I know, right?
Climates.
It's fucking block is hot in America.
Woo, I've never had a restraining order.
Good.
Better not tell anybody they look nice. Or
yeah, right. Can't
touch anybody
on
the
knee.
I told
that girl at the grocery store yesterday that her dress looked nice. I thought she was going to accost me.
I'm surprised they didn't arrest you on the spot.
I was like, oh, your dress looks cute. She was like, I'm going to go tell fucking security if you don't leave me alone.
No, that's it, motherfucker. That's enough of that.
No, she actually thanked me very much and had the most glowing smile I think I've ever seen on somebody's face.
Until you get a subpoena in the mail.
She took my picture, going to fucking face match it, and going to get my address and send me a fucking restraining order. He told me my dress looked cute in Walmart. He is a piece of shit. You know?
Possibility.
Yeah, you never know. So in Arizona or Florida. Florida, Arizona.
I like that.
Yeah.
I do. I approve.
Everywhere. Woman named Jacqueline Otis. She met a man on a dating site.
Mm-hmm.
How fucking sweet.
Arizona.
Have you ever used a dating site before?
Yeah, I used POF. I've used Tinder.
I've used POF, OkCupid, and Tinder because they're all free and I'm cheap. I want the girls that don't want to pay for love, if you know what I'm saying. God, what a bad joke.
It is.
No,
what
I'm
is.
Joking. I think free dating sites are fine because you can do the same thing you can do on the fucking pay ones.
What happened with Jackie? Did she meet the man of her dreams, fall in love?
When they got a statement from her about this whole situation before I go into it. It said, I felt like I met my soulmate, and I thought we would just do what everyone else did, and we would get married, and everything else would be fine.
Is this that chick? It is. Okay.
The only problem is...
The
guy didn't quite feel the same about her.
Yeah.
He actually didn't want anything to do with her. So when she started showing up at his home...
Oh, that's...
And his work...
Not a good look.
And the police had to escort her away a couple times.
But she loved him.
But she loved him, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, but come on, I love you. Like, I mean, it's okay to be everywhere if you love someone.
You know, when the tables are turned and it's the woman that's a stalker, not the man, it's less scary, but it's definitely equally as creepy.
It really is.
Yeah, it's equally as creepy.
It really, really is. Yeah, and I think it's less scary because, like, you always hear the stories about the guy breaking in and raping the woman, blah, yeah. You know, things like that. But, like, it would be a lot harder for the woman to break in and rape the man, you would think. I mean, just on basic.
That's true, man.
You know what I mean? It's like.
That's true.
But, okay, let me ask you a question.
Unless she splints your dick.
Yeah, wow. Comes in, stabs you, then rapes you. But you still got to get it up.
No,
so.
I didn't say splint. She thinks like a fucking stick. Like.
Oh, I thought you said split your dick.
How
I was
they
like.
Say that?
I don't know why you say some things you say. Okay.
Fair
so
enough.
Let me ask you a question.
Yo.
So you have a stalker. She's showing up at your house and work.
Hypothetically,
okay, yes.
Yeah.
You, one night, you're laying in your bed. She knocks on your bedroom door. She's in the house. But she's naked. And she's like, fuck, man.
Let's go. Yo, I said at the beginning of the episode, the universe is against me when it comes to that, so I'm probably just going to go ahead and smash.
You're like, I know, it's just going to enable her even more to, like, want. So if you feed the stock, does that make you partly fucking accountable for the action?
The way you're pronouncing that.
Feed the stock. Sounds like a weird way to talk about getting laid, yeah. Feeding the stock.
Sounds like you're in Wall Street, the stock.
No, S-T-A-L-K, not S-T-O-C-K.
Well, say it again.
Feeding the stock.
Stalk.
Yeah, stalk. Not stock, it's stalk. Because it's S-T-A-L-K.
All right, maybe I'm just...
It's like a stalk of corn.
Maybe it just sounds different
if
coming
I was going
from your
to
mouth.
The stock market, that's different than the stalk of corn. It's A-L-K, not O-C-K.
I know how to... Everybody knows how to spell
but
it. It just sounds weird coming out of your mouth.
Wow. Why would I say that one day about 60 seconds or he fucking went on for like something about 20? Like, that sounds weird. Oh, wait. 1/60th of 10% of 10 seconds or some shit.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
So anyways, the man finally called the police on her like to have real action taken after surveillance footage at his home showed she took a bath in his house while he was out of the country. So she just broke in, took a little bath. She was dirty. She wanted to get clean. She wanted to get clean in his house.
No, she just wanted to prep so that when he got home, she would be clean for him.
Right. Like, she left all her shaved
shoes. She was thinking about him, not herself.
It's like when you're a guy and you shave and there's fucking, like, hair in the sink. She, like, shaved and left her pubes in his tub. So he'd walk in and be like, God damn it, Margaret. How many times have I told you to shave your pubes out of the tub?
That, you know, I'm standing, you know, Jonas. That was so organic too. You know, Jonas, maybe she left pubes as a gift, as an offering to entice him.
I know I got you good when you fuck up a little bit.
I know. You fucking made me break. You made me break character. I'm sorry you have to edit that out.
All I'm going to do is just clip it. I'm going to leave all this talk about it in.
Yeah, I accidentally did it.
Yeah, he called me my pet name.
The fucking pube offering was just whew, too much. Like a cat bringing home a mouse.
Yeah, right. She just left her.
She just brought a fucking plastic sandwich baggie of pubes and sprinkled it around his bed.
No, she shaved in the tub and let it just.
Even better.
So it's attached to the side.
It's fresh.
It's all dried on and shit.
Exactly.
Like, ew, so gross. So, oh, by the way, she also sent him 65,000 text messages.
Yeah, yeah.
Over sometimes upwards of 500 a day.
That's way too many texts.
So, okay, 500 a day. That's like, oh my God, it's like 20 an hour over a 20-hour period. Or a 24-hour period. Like, and you know she slept some. So she was probably sending him one, and even 20 an hour is every 5 minutes.
I want to know what the text said. Like,
oh, I got a couple. I got a couple.
What the fuck can you say 36,000 times?
When they asked her if she thought that was a lot of text messages, what she replied was, love is not perfect, and I love him. That was her response about, don't you think 65,000 text messages is a little excessive? Love is not perfect. Sounds like a crazy ass bitch. She left pubes.
Well, obviously. She's already committed to X. We don't need her to sound like a duck. She's flying and fucking laying eggs all over the place.
Did ducks lay eggs?
What?
I'm just fucking.
I hate you. All right. So, what were some of the text messages? Because I want to know what she said. Give me some examples.
It says, per the court documents.
Does.
The one that she. I only have one specific text message. I want your blood so I could bathe. Oh, I would bathe in it. That was one of the text messages.
She said, I want your blood. Oh, I will bathe in it?
Yes. That was one of them.
What the fuck kind of shit is that?
That's a stalker ass message.
Bitch, I got running water. You already took a fucking shower in the house and now you want to bathe in my blood?
Just by the look on your face, you weren't expecting that one.
No, I was expecting her to be like, I love you so much, please. You know, typical.
Like begging him to like.
Well, like, yeah, like normal
woman
stuff.
No, it said
that
she started threatening him. Like, because he wouldn't like accept her advances. So she was threatening him on top of like all of this other stuff. And she also sent anti-Semitic remarks. I don't know if the guy was Jewish or not. Mm-hmm. Claiming that she was the new Hitler.
Oh.
So I don't know. She was Roseanne.
Oh, so she's crazy.
Well, if you send 65,000 text messages to anyone, probably a little crazy.
Yeah, but you know, you never really expect anybody to just get like fucking homicidal with their text, even if they're like feeling you.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's one thing for a chick to like constantly want to text you and talk to you. It's another like then all of a sudden they turn and they're just like, I want your fucking blood.
Exactly. All of a sudden it turns into a Guar concert in their fucking head.
Could you imagine, dude? Fucking, you're like, oh, here comes fucking Trina again. It's like, beep, 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 beep. I love you. I want you. This fucking, oh my God, this chick will leave me alone. I want your fucking blood.
See, now that took a scary turn. Because some chick was talking about she wanted my fucking blood and she was going to hurt me or you. Well, that'd be okay.
But. What? She said she didn't want to hurt him. She just sent the threatening text messages because she didn't want him to leave.
Because
that's
how it works.
That's clear thought. Usually you send threats because you don't want people to leave.
Yeah. Like when I'm at work and my boss doesn't want me to leave because they need me to stay and do more stuff, they just go out and slip my tires.
Right.
Oh.
Now you can't.
I just put my hands on my hips and shake my head.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Now I can't leave.
Guess I'm staying here and we make out.
Okay. That's all I got for this story.
That's fucking weird, dude.
But here's my first question. Why didn't this guy block her fucking phone number after, say, 500 text messages? Why did you let the other 64,500 come through?
Maybe morbid curiosity.
He's just like, let's see what this chick's going to do.
You know I encountered that one crazy girl when I came down here.
And you were like, wow. Yeah. She's piquing my interest a little bit.
You know, one day on one of these videos may be out, or videos are fucking.
Well, that was my next question. Do you have any stalker or clinger story you want to share?
She wasn't really a stalker.
Well, do you have any interesting story? You don't have to tell that one. Do you have any other interesting stories about? I have nothing, man. I have no.
No?
Not really, man.
No, it's just. I feel like I'm incriminating myself if I talk about any of this, but I guess I'm pretty anonymous, huh?
You don't have to. I mean. You just said my pet name a little while ago. I deaded it out.
All right, so this is cheating on my ex with a girl, and the fucking, it's not you either, because I know you might be listening. It's not you. All right, it's another one.
This is a long time ago.
Yeah, before you. And the girl just...
I know you think this is you. Baby, it wasn't you. It wasn't you.
And, you know, I was just like, you know, when you're cheating, you can't necessarily... Wow, okay, I guess we're going to talk about this. When you're cheating, you can't necessarily be seen around town with your side piece.
I mean, I've never cheated, but that's kind of cheating 101, I would think.
Never cheat, didn't have to say that.
I'll redact that statement. Cheating 101, you would think the number one rule is don't be seen around town with your side chick.
Yeah, and she knew that, you know, the situation.
They should know the climate. Just,
you know, like, always wanting me to come over and text me. I'm like, lady, come on.
You know that you're the side chick.
Yeah. It was unfortunate.
We cut her off?
Yeah, eventually.
Well.
It was painless for both of us. I'm not an asshole.
Well, it sounds a little more painful for her. I mean, if she was like wanting you to come over and hang out and you had to cut the head off the dragon, and you're like, eh.
I was just like, oh, I'm sorry, but we can no longer continue this arrangement.
So, okay, let me ask you a serious question. So,
I doubt it's going to be serious.
No, this is actually a serious question.
Serious.
100% serious. Okay, no fucking joke. Give me
the question.
So, like, in that situation.
Yes.
So, you know you have a girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And then you have a side chick.
Okay.
And the side chick obviously wants you a lot more than you want her.
Because she wants
you to come over. She wants, you know what I mean? And you're like, girl, you know the situation.
She wants the girlfriend treatment.
Aren't you afraid that when you cut it off with a side chick, she's going to come and tell your real chick? Like, is that not, like, something that comes up in your head? Like, man, if I cut this chick off, is she going to come try to ruin my life because she's
jealous? That's always a possibility. That is, like, the dirtiest of the dirtbag thing that you could do because you knew what it was. And now it's just like... So you're mad that I don't want to be with you? Now you want to try to ruin what I got? That's not going to help anybody out. It's just,
right.
It's so, just get back.
So if she knows she's a side chick, you think that's super dirty of the dirty.
Yeah.
But if she thinks she's the real chick and finds out that you have a girlfriend.
That's a little crazy.
That,
as long as you're open about what the situation is, then, you know.
I was just curious. Like, I mean, it was a legit question because if I was ever in that situation – I would be, like, almost, like, afraid that, like, she would come and try to ruin. But I guess, like, if you're fucking in that situation.
I don't condone cheating on your wife. I don't condone on cheating on the person that you've walked down the aisle. You two signed your little legal agreement that you're going to be with each other for the rest of your life. Marriage license. But if it's just a girlfriend, man, get out there and get you some side.
Jesus.
Get you some pussy.
All right.
Get it,
he says. All right, we're going to totally switch topics.
All right.
We're going to go nothing about penises anymore.
We weren't talking about penises until you said it.
See? You and the penises, always.
Yeah.
Okay. Hackers. Going from cheating to hackers. I guess hackers kind of cheat, right?
Hacker voice, yeah. Okay, what about hackers?
So, anymore, it's pretty prominent news about how hackers are involved in hacking personal information, elections, yada, 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 yada. And they're consistently coming up with new ways to access computer systems.
Imagine that.
Right. So, if you remember a few episodes ago, we talked about – it was when we were talking about Alexa being a
– You said her name.
I know. She's active now.
I know.
So, we talked about how you know, those smart home devices listening to everything and maybe like your smart thermometers and things like that. And eventually people could control your home because because all that stuff's connected to your Wi-Fi router, which is on your home network and da, da, da.
Yeah. Something. Yeah.
So this story, it didn't have a location because it was a casino that got hacked and they were protecting its identity. There's this company, it's called Darktrace. They're a cybersecurity company, but they use AI to fight hackers. So like they have systems in place that recognize like weird shit going on and then they shut, you know, shit down, etc.
Seems legit.
Yeah, yeah. And they release a report every year about innovative hacks, like new things that have happened in the world. Hackers were able to hack into a casino's network via their internet-connected fish tank.
Who the fuck has an internet-connected fish tank?
A stupid casino, obviously. So this fish tank was connected to a PC, which controlled its temperature regulation, its food, its cleanliness of the tank, and all that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that actually makes that be awesome.
Oh, yeah, right? Like, you just, you're like, who the fuck? Oh, wait, that's sweet as fuck. But yeah, that would be kind of nice. It's like basically automating your fish tank. So they didn't disclose what they stole, but it says that they were able to access other parts of the network through the fish tank.
Yeah.
And then they sent 10 gigabytes of data to a device in like Finland or something, which I imagine was like casino financial information, customer information, something sort of along the lines of that.
That was a proxy too. There's no way they were based in Finland.
No, it was probably like Russia or China or something.
Or probably like Florida.
Or Florida, Russia. Florida, comma, Russia. Mm. So basically everything is becoming smart. It leaves AI and hackers to access these devices are called the Internet of Things products, IoT. Because there's no fucking regulation on it, man. Like, so eventually all these things are going to have to go through like the FCC to get like, but you would think, I don't like, if you didn't have an Alexa, we both look and make sure. I would never have one ever. Never.
No.
I don't want anything connected to my internet that doesn't have to be. Like, I don't even like having a smart TV. I'd rather have a Roku box that connects to my TV.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm all for the integration of technology into the home. I like being able to talk to something, make it play music, or fucking look up something, tell me how the weather is. It's the future, man. We're the fucking Jetsons.
Yeah, we are. You know what?
It's going to become more of a mainstay.
Oh yeah, I think we will die before it's like the complete norm to have a smart house or whatever. Yeah. But you know, it's so funny to think about those old. Did you watch Looney Tunes when you were a kid?
Like Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny and stuff. Do you remember like every so often they'd have those weird cartoons that were made by the same company, but they'd be like the home of the future, and it would be like,
oh yeah, the home of tomorrow,
yeah, home of tomorrow, the car of tomorrow, or whatever. That all the shit in that fucking cartoon is like the kind of shit that's like happening now. Like, it's just crazy that like
the seats that turn and the fucking it just puts you out.
Yeah,
all we need are the chairs on the fucking conveyor belts
that just carry you around the house,
yeah,
so you don't have to walk 10 feet to the kitchen.
Yeah,
well, you know.
And, like, fucking giant drones that act as shopping carts and we can just, like, fucking lead them through.
Oh.
I like that idea.
You like that idea, huh?
I do. I like that shit, man. You know you love technology.
I do.
You're on your smartphone constantly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's like a little computer, man. You know what's, you know what's kind of fucked up is, like, laptops and desktops are kind of, like, going away. You know what I mean? Like, everything's almost... Even like the new laptops are almost basically like tablets with an attached keyboard.
Yeah, that's how mine is.
It's
basically
like it's all just like it's crazy, man. Like the shit that we thought would be impossible when we were like in grade school is now like normal. It's pretty fucked up.
Does that scare you?
No, because I'll be dead before it takes over. It's not. I mean, AI ain't taking over in my lifetime. Especially, maybe I'll get 30 years left. Maybe.
Maybe 30 years of life left.
Maybe.
Wow. Not planning. You're going to die when you're...
I didn't expect to make it to today. So why would I expect to make it for 30?
That's true.
You know?
We beat the odds.
Fuck yeah, we did.
Congratulations at home. You beat the odds. You made it.
You made it. You made it. Yo, dude, you know what I thought of yesterday?
Fucking shit.
It kind of made me sad.
What?
I don't know if I should say this on the podcast. I'm going to kind of give it to a hold.
Yeah, fuck it.
Um,
as long as you don't reveal my age.
Well, it may. So
you're almost 40.
Oh, shut up! I'm not quite that old. There are kids that have graduated high school that weren't alive when we graduated high school.
Yeah,
that's fucking scary.
Is it?
A little bit, dude. Like, they weren't even walking the earth, and I was done with high school.
It's gonna get worse. I don't know if you're aware of this.
Oh my god, it's crazy.
I don't know. I'm fine with that, honestly.
Someone like our friend's kids are about to graduate high school.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
It is crazy.
Oh my god.
I'm cool with it, Jonas, because I don't really like live in the past too much. I just try not to like the stuff that's happened. I take the educational portions of it and the stuff that is positive to my personality and my moving forward. And I take those, but as far as all that other shit.
You let the negative shit fall, you carry the positive forward.
Yeah, man. And I don't really think about the past. I don't.
I don't a lot either, to be
until
honest.
I see a picture or something. My mom was posting shit all over Facebook, and I was like, I don't even fucking remember this happening.
Oh, so you basically just block it out.
I guess so, but it just I don't do it like... I don't sit there and like meditate to extract to forget, the memories, right.
Yeah, man, I try not to live too much in the past. You know, it's like, fuck it.
Yeah,
I like that. I like where the future's been going for the last like 6 months.
I'm fine with the present too. I'm fine with the present. Present's pretty fucking kick ass.
Yeah, right.
We got fucking rap beeps and Drake getting fucking told off and new Kanye albums.
Yeah, I like that Kanye album, man.
I know, man.
I can't wait for the Kid Cudi one next week.
How do you feel about his political stance?
Dude, I saw this video that they recorded where he was doing his album in Wyoming. Did you see this video?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, Kim told me not to go to TMZ. And they were like, how'd she say it? She was like, don't go. I was like, oh, real dramatic.
That sounds about right.
And he was like, but I love what that Harvey Weinstein guy's doing. Or is it Harvey Weinstein? Is that his name?
What?
No, wait, no.
What? Wait a minute. What the fuck? Okay.
Kanye did.
That's the cameras. I love what that Harvey Weinstein guy is doing.
Kanye didn't say that.
Jonas 2018.
Okay. No, I'm saying what Kanye said in the video wasn't hard. What's that Harvey? Christ. What's the guy TMZ? Harvey something.
I don't know, dude. But you gotta take that all the way back. Take that statement.
I don't. I fucking hate.
Let that one be stricken from the record.
Oh, that's funny. No, I do not condone what Harvey Weinstein was doing. I was speaking as what Kanye said.
Oh, video. I don't think even he would say that. Trying to get us sued.
Oh shit. All right, let's jump. I got a quick hit, man. So in Toronto, on May 2nd, this was like a little while ago.
The 6th.
The 6th?
Yeah.
What's that?
You never ran through the 6th with your woes?
I guess not. What the fuck is that? Well, okay, fuck this Toronto story. What is the 6th?
The 6th? This is Drake meme.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, he said, run into the 6th with my woes.
Oh, okay.
Woes is male hoes.
Oh, is woes.
Yeah. Right. Short for Wody.
Wody. All right.
Southern slang. See, this is it's a rabbit hole you don't want to go down.
It's a rabbit.
Just let it go.
Okay. All right. I'll look it up on
Toronto.
Toronto. Drake.
That's Canada.
Drake?
Yes.
Yeah,
Drake.
All comes Drake. Full circle. Get it. The second, Toronto police got numerous calls about a car hanging from a cable off Millwood Bridge.
Well, that's not where a car belongs.
They originally thought it was part of a movie shoot. But it has been debunked since then. There was no film crew doing any of this. Mm. It had no windows, no windshield, and it was pretty much a hollowed out car. And it was hanging like 20 to 30 feet off the ground from a steel cable by the front. So it was like vertical up and down. And I did research on this. They have not found out where the fuck it came from. So there was a car dangling from a bridge from a cable over a month ago. And they do not know how the fuck it got there. No one has claimed responsibility. No one saw anything. And they cut it down. And like,
was it like driving off or was it like dangling from underneath?
It was underneath. So like it was like the bridge was above. The cable was coming down. And about 20, 30 feet from the ground, the cable was attached to the front end of a car. And it was hanging.
Aliens.
Motherfucking aliens drive hollowed out hoopties.
Telling you.
They don't even need windshields. They're so technologically advanced.
I'm telling you, aliens. Okay, what else?
Oh,
What else about this car?
That was it. It was a quick hit, dude.
There's no dead bodies or anything?
No, it was just a hollowed out car. It was just weird. Like, how the fuck do you even get it up there and no one notice?
That's what she said.
Yeah, right? Who has juvenile humor now?
Oh, my God. That was too easy. That I couldn't even pass that one. Yeah, good. I don't know, though. Yeah, that's fucked up.
It's pretty crazy.
Unexplained. All right,
mysteries. I have another story. This one is, like, this is kind of a serious story. So, may not make a lot of jokes about it because it's about something serious.
All right, we're going to be serious now.
And I wish this story was fake, right, but it's not.
Serious.
So, you know how school shootings have become a major issue in our country?
Yes.
I mean, there's
very unfortunate.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
So, this story comes from Florida, Pennsylvania. Superintendent was testifying to the House Educational Committee about school shootings. Mm. And he, quote, told them, every classroom has been equipped with a 5-gallon bucket of Riverstone. If an armed intruder attempts to gain entrance into any of our classrooms, they will face a classroom full of students armed with rocks, and they will be stoned. Then, hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
He also said, in quotes, at one time, I just had the idea of Riverstone. They're the right size for hands. You can throw them very hard and they will create or cause pain, which can distract. This is seen as a last resort, but every classroom closet will have a 5-gallon bucket of Riverstone in their closet in case.
Oh, it's a great idea. You can throw rocks at the assailant with
right.
The
So you're in a class and someone comes in with a fucking gun.
AK.
And you're supposed to run to the closet, get a 5-gallon bucket of rocks, bring them out, hand them out to all the kids before the shooter shoots anybody.
All right, look, I get it. It's like, it's a bad idea. It's a terrible, it's a terrible idea.
Well, the fact he said this to like a government body as like a, like he was a fucking, he was reinventing the goddamn wheel by like fucking Riverstone.
It's a terrible idea, Jonas. He's thinking like that worst case scenario. It's better than nothing.
Well, and right, I get where.
But
he's
is
coming.
It really better than nothing?
like
the last thing you want to do is throw a rock at the guy, and then he looks at you. He said, "This motherfucker threw a rock at me," and then he shoots you.
Right. So if he wasn't going to shoot you before,
now,
after you're throwing
yeah.
fucking rocks at him, then he's going to fucking shoot you.
Yeah, I'm shooting everybody
so
in this room.
Okay, so I don't right. I don't know if this was meant for like
fucking rock throwing.
So
bitches.
I don't know rock throwing what
bitches.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't know if this was meant for like
that's awful.
If the alarm goes off, like there's a shooter situation,
yeah.
You get the rocks as you're so you have a weapon as you're exiting. But the way I read it, it was not. It was like let's hole up in the room and we'll get out the bucket. And hopefully if he comes in, we'll all throw rocks at him and it'll deter him to.
Yeah.
It said they also install locks on the doors to prevent them from coming in. But, dude, I can't even on this one. Like, I just, like, I mean, his heart was in the right place, I guess.
Yeah. Why not just metal detectors?
Well, I mean, all these school shootings that have happened have been in the middle of the day. And fucking how's that going to, if there's a metal detector and you run in with a gun and you're shooting it, how's it really going to protect anybody? It protects you from hiding from
that's
like a
true.
Kid who like comes to school on time. But I'm telling you, dude, if you're a school shooter, you ain't coming to school and going to homeroom that day. You're gonna come in at fucking like 3 p.m. or 2 p.m. and do what you gotta do.
Well, how do you think? What do you think would be the idea to prevent this from happening anymore?
School shootings?
Yeah.
Oh God. It's one of those things, man.
There's
like,
no real quick fix.
Well,
but
and the thing that's kind of fucked up about a lot of the ones that have been happening recently, they don't go to the school anymore. So it's not like they're a student, like that guy who fucking killed all those kids in Florida. He didn't go. He didn't even go to the school anymore. He used to go to the school.
Yeah.
How do you prevent a fucking an idiot from walking into a school? Like what I think the easiest way to do it after school hours start, every fucking door in the school is locked from the outside, where you still have those push bars from the inside. So no one can get in.
Uh-oh.
Everyone can get out. But you just have a fucking buzzer, dude. You want in the school, you buzz. It goes to the office. There's a camera there. They say, who are you? You say, I'm here to whatever. And then at least that way you know they're coming. Like,
That's a valid idea. But, you know, people have to adhere to that. And then what happens when the cops show up and they need to get in and all the doors are locked?
That's true too.
You turn the
but
haven
that,
into
but
a
at least
prison.
With that way, the assailant needs an accomplice.
Hey,
to
you
let
know
him
what?
In.
You know what though? That idea is better than rocks.
No fucking shit, right?
It's better than rocks,
right?
Man.
Absolutely. That's a way better idea.
Yeah,
than...
I don't. Yeah, but I don't know. There's no quick fix for it, I don't think. Except for like beefing up security, I guess. You got to beef up security. You got to throw more metal detectors in there,
well, right?
Perhaps like even like a danger room where it's like there's somebody in here. Everybody to the danger room, or at least to a part of school that they can like seal off with like
like a panic room for a school,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, basically like they have in like in banks and shit. Like if you try to hold up a bank, they press a button, fucking
yeah,
shit comes down, and you just you can't.
Right, right. Make maybe an like yeah, even like the gymnasium, so a lot of students can go in. But the only problem is, at what point do you slam the door? Because someone's getting left out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's a weird fucking it's a weird fucking thing, man. The thing that's kind of fucked up too is like it's such a rare occurrence. So you're paying if you pay all these armed guards, that's going to cost that. Schools already don't have money. But even like these other some of these more recent ones, the schools did have like an armed guard or whatever, but like if someone comes in a random part of the school, it's going to take him a minute to get there to defuse the situation. Yeah. And it's one-on-one, man. It's a guy with a gun and a guy with a gun. Like, if he gets the armed guard, that's it. Then he has two guns.
Yeah, there's no quick fix,
and
man.
And you know what's fucked up about this situation? I mean, all of it is fucked up.
Yeah.
But that... this shit doesn't happen in other countries.
Because they don't have guns as readily available as we do. What do you mean?
Is that why?
Yeah, we're the only country where the citizens can actually own guns. We're the only country on the planet that the citizens...
Really?
Yes. Oh, everywhere else, you can't just go into a store
maybe
and buy...
that's why nobody fucks with us, because they're like, those Americans are fucking
now,
crazy.
Mind you, like, and like I've seen this shit like with British media a lot. They'll make fun of us because of that. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, you guys are constantly over there shooting. That's kind of what we're known for. And throughout the world, and like their stab ratings are,
yeah, that's true.
Like their stabbings are way high too, that's man. Like, there's
but
a lot of people
what?
Getting stabbed.
But you know what I gotta say about our country, dude? If anyone ever tried to invade our fucking country, our general public that have guns would band together like you have never seen before,
and
with
that,
all their fucking guns.
That's what that amendment is built on. Is because when the British were coming, everybody had a fucking gun. They were like, oh, well, this is the best idea ever. Right. They tried to invade. We fucked them up because you had farmers and fucking just normal people, fucking book writers and shit, pulling their guns out.
As divided as our country is about racism and sexuality and whatever, if tomorrow, like, the Chinese started invading us, it would be like everyone was a fucking brother to each other.
Yeah, they're not getting through the streets. No. They're not going to get through the streets, man. You're not just going to come in the streets and
you know how many
Frank
people,
me,
like, if they fucking say they decide to come by sea and they hit the coast, they hit Florida, there'd be motherfuckers in trucks driving to fucking Florida with their guns just ready to kill some fucking
people.
They'd be like, oh, shit, we get to use our guns free will? Let's go.
Yeah, but we're the only country in the world that allows it.
I guess I didn't realize that.
That's why it's only an issue here.
That's true. Yeah, they said, like, I saw a thing the other day that, yeah, like, between, it was, like, China, the UK, Japan, all the other first world major nations, there was, like, I think 12 school shootings over the last, like, 10 years or something. And in our country, we've had, like, 30 this year.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's fucking crazy. Now, they all aren't, like, mass 30 casually, but, I mean, one kid getting shot's enough for me. You know what I mean? Fuck, that's crazy.
I don't want them taking our guns away either.
No,
man. But we definitely need to do something to fix that issue.
Bump stocks, maybe. You know, maybe automatic guns, maybe a little excessive, but whatever. Hey, I mean, it's America, though. Sorry, I can't hear you over the sound of my freedom.
I know, dude. It's like I just want my freedom, dude. If I want to put a bump stock on a gun, I should be allowed to. I'm not going to kill anybody.
But
you should just have to, like, take a psychological exam every 3 months. And even then, I don't want to do that. Just, well, give me a gun. American, give me a fucking gun. I want a gun. Give it here. It's mine.
I don't have one for you. On that note, we'll be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast. On the Crazy Town Podcast with Jonas, TNT Dynamite here.
Yep.
Got one more story, and we're going to wrap shit up, man.
All right.
So this story took place. This is actually a positive story. It's kind of fucking cool.
All right, let's talk some positivity.
2015 in Great Britain, Joy Milne. It's her name. M-I-L-N-E. She can smell disease.
Like cancer?
Parkinson's.
What?
She can smell Parkinson's. This is crazy. So, you know, Parkinson's is the disease, you know, shaking, tremors, trouble walking, speaking, sleeping, you know, that, you know, it's a very debilitating disease when you have it extreme, you know. She said her husband died of Parkinson's, but about 6 years before he was ever diagnosed with Parkinson's, she said that she noticed he had an odd smell. And it wasn't like an all the time smell, but all of a sudden she would like catch this weird odor coming from him. Like, and she didn't think anything of it. Like, oh God, fucking need to take a shower. What, you know what I mean? Just an odor.
That's weird. Okay.
And then, she said, you know, she started catching it here and there, but she didn't link it to Parkinson's until.
I'd imagine not.
Well, right. But once he got diagnosed and she started going to like the Parkinson's, like.
Oh, she would smell it there.
She would smell it on other people who had Parkinson's. She would notice, like, oh my God, it's that same fucking smell that my husband has or whatever.
This is the lamest X-Men origin story ever.
I know, right?
This is the lamest mutant power.
So she said one day, she was talking at the clinic or whatever to some scientists and had kind of mentioned this to them in passing, like that, you know, she could smell this smell on people with Parkinson's. So they asked her if she'd be interested in doing a control test.
Hmm.
So what they did, they took 12 people, 6 that had Parkinson's, 6 that were in their control sample that did not have Parkinson's.
And she sniffed them.
And she had to like smell all these people and determine which ones had Parkinson's and which ones didn't. She got 11 of 12 correct.
Oh, wow.
She said all 6 Parkinson's people she got, and there was one person in the non-Parkinson's group that she said had Parkinson's. And she was adamant this person had Parkinson's. And they were in their control group, so they were like, no, you got this person wrong.
Mm-hmm.
8 months later, that person got diagnosed with fucking Parkinson's.
Oh, she could make millions.
Right, so they said that so she basically was right, 12 for 12, and diagnosed someone basically who hadn't been diagnosed with Parkinson's by the smell. And they said now they're working with her to try to figure out tests they can do, whether it's something that's secreted from their skin or what. They're trying to figure out where the fuck the smell is coming from so that way they can develop a test. Because they said, from what I read in this article, it's really hard to diagnose Parkinson's like ahead of time, like until you have it.
Yeah, because like people take carvalho-levodopa for Parkinson's disease. It's just a medication, but I'm wondering if it's like the lack of that creates a smell. I don't know, dude. I've heard of animals that can do this with like cancer and shit, or if somebody's dying.
They can tell.
Yeah, they can tell, but I've never heard of a person being able to smell Parkinson's. It's so fucking like weird. Niche.
Right, and,
like,
right.
Specific.
Right. Well, and that makes you think, like, how many other people maybe have this ability with some other shit and you would never know.
Like, how often are you at the Parkinson's clinic?
Right, or like, you can smell cancer, but you're not around anybody that's fucking cancer, or you just count it off as a fucking weird smell. You know what I mean? Like, I guarantee if this was reversed and my wife all of a sudden started having a weird smell, I would just be like, you need to take a fucking shower or just something, you know, just something silly, like joking with him, like,
wash your ass.
Like, babe, like, your ass is fucking stinking.
I want a divorce.
Right. So like, you know, and then obviously she only realized it when she was around a bunch of other people with Parkinson's, and until a scientist wanted to test her ability, she didn't think anything else of it either.
Wow. So we might all have mutant powers and not even know it. Yeah, lame mutant powers where we can like smell if somebody has the chicken pox or fucking taste herpes or some
cancer.
Shit. Yeah.
Herpes.
Taste herpes.
What? Oh, God.
Like, you just know, like, this doesn't taste right. Bitch, you got herpes.
Oh.
You only get to use that one once.
Yeah, because then you just taste it all the time because you got them too.
This tastes like herpes.
This tastes like herpes, he says. Hear that, everybody? But that's fucking crazy, man.
That is crazy.
That would be like, I hope that can because, I mean, Parkinson's is a really, there's no cure, right?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's just manageable with the medicine, but it doesn't work for everybody.
Can stop the tremors.
But it could be something where the medicine makes them have the smell. Oh, no, she said she smelled it before he was ever diagnosed.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the medicine that made the smell. So I don't know. It's some sort of – well, I mean, it's like they just found, like, that other organ in the body that they never found before because, like, when you die, it collapses. You know what I mean? Yeah, like that
– the new one that they don't even really know what it does.
Yeah, like it's like a – they think cancer spreads through it, basically.
Great.
Yeah, right? It's almost like a vein track, but it's, like, little in your muscles and shit. It's crazy.
Good old-fashioned American design right there.
Right. Yeah, no shit. Well, it's actually not just American. It's everybody. It's humans. Good old-fashioned.
Well, who designed it?
Darwin?
God or something?
Darwin?
Darwin designed humans. He was the first one.
No.
Where were the first people come from?
Where did
Jonas?
They come from?
Where do you think they came from?
I don't know. It's a mystery.
Because I know you're not like a super religious guy.
No.
So where do you think like the first people came
from?
Evolution?
I think I'm probably more of an evolution guy. Yeah, because I mean it just makes sense. Everything evolves. So whether we evolve from like they say from monkeys or whatever or what, I mean
everything evolves.
Everything evolves, yeah.
Have we? Like, I don't know, man. I kind of feel like have we seen this evolution take place
from humans?
From anything.
Yeah, I mean
the same animals that are on this planet now are the same animals.
They evolve, they adapt and evolve slightly. Like there's like you know, like things have like new traits. And there was something I read a long time ago about like something with ladybugs, how the ladybugs have evolved. Like they can fly or they used to never be able to fly or something like that. You know what I mean? It's like over time, they talk about it in like science class, over hundreds of thousands of years.
I know, I'm playing devil's advocate.
Oh, okay. Really. All right.
I should say Christ advocate.
Christ advocate. Oh, we're playing Jesus advocate now. But, I mean...
I haven't seen anything evolved. I mean, certain...
Nothing crazy. It ain't like there used to be fucking zebras and now they have wings. You know what I mean? Like, it isn't anything like that.
I mean, is our evolution... Is it gated by the technology that we create? Ooh.
Could
wow.
Be.
Yeah. That's external evolution.
Well, we're genetically modifying fucking fruits and vegetables. We're basically genetically modifying ourselves with fucking stem cells and da da da.
We've been on this planet for quite some time, and we ain't changed any.
We're bigger, stronger, faster than we used to be.
Yeah, I guess they have shown like skulls of caveman and how they were different and stuff.
Brains have grown, like humans' heads and brain. I mean, you look at those old fucking.
Oh shit.
I mean, it's very subtle. I mean, it's like when you lose a lot of weight, you don't notice how much weight you're losing because you look at yourself in the fucking mirror every day. Like, eventually, you look and go, holy fuck. You know, when you're 50 pounds down, you're like, wow, okay, that's a difference. But from 0 to 50, you're like, I think I look a little different. My clothes fit a little better. You know, it's the same sort of thing with evolution.
See your dick better, It's always a positive.
Yeah, anytime you can see that fucking monster better.
Like, holy shit, I can see it.
Oh, my God, it's 2 inches bigger now.
Look at that.
Now it's three.
That little bastard.
So, but TNT, that is all the time we have for today's episode. That was kind of all ran together. I didn't really enunciate those words very well. TNT.
You did fine.
Yeah, all right. Everybody, thank you for listening. We love that you listen. TNT, thank you for being here again, man. You got anything you want to pimp on the internet?
Yeah, man. TNT Dynamite here. Got a YouTube channel.
When was the last time you put a video on there?
I don't even remember what it is anymore. Like, what is my YouTube channel?
If you go to Crazy Town Media's channel, you can see what TNT's channel is through that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So go to YouTube, search Crazy Town Media. Yeah. You have to hit subscribe or it won't shut up.
That's a good point. And you have to flick the ding-dong, the bell piece.
So
you get reminders whenever we post shit every day on that channel.
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
Yeah. Nothing on my channel, but I post
Monday through Friday, Crazy Town Media. All podcasts are on there and all of our game videos. And concert videos, too, if you want to see Kiefer Sutherland sing Sweet Child of Mine.
Or Metalachi.
Or no, Knockin's on Heaven Door. That's what it was. Yeah. Rainbow Kitten Surprise, if you're into them.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, they're all right.
All right.
Twitter?
Oh, yeah. TNT Dynamite. Fucking Twitter. Me and Robin Mueller taking down this.
Robin Mueller taking down.
Robert Mueller.
Robert Mueller.
It's a hard name to say.
Yeah.
Me and Robert Mueller taking down this crooked administration.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know Robert Mueller, though.
Do you not know him?
I don't
know. Oh, I thought you were him.
No.
Oh, okay. Anyways, follow us on Twitter @CrazyTownPod and @CrazyTownMedia.
Yes.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Do it.
Review us on iTunes.
Yes.
And our website, of course.
Oh!
CrazyTown.com. Tell us what you hate about the show.
Oh, please tell me.
For Jonas, for TNT Dynamite, we are out.
Over.